In South Africa, an accident in a gold mine has trapped over 3,000 miners underground. The incident occurred at the Elandsrand mine, which is owned by Johannesburg-based Harmony Gold. Harmony is the world's fifth biggest gold producer. Mine safety has long been a problem in mines all over the African continent. Reportedly, these thousands of miners have been trapped for hours now. We're joined now by Thomas Hartlib of the South African Press Association. He joins us from Johannesburg. Mr. Hartlib, can you give us a description of what exactly happened at this mine?
Yes, around 10 a.m. our time, what happened is that a falling pipe cut the power to the lift that's normally used to hoist the miners to the surface, effectively trapping them underground.
And so they're about, as I understand, almost a mile underground, 3,000, more than 3,000 mine workers, and trapped in two separate locations, is that correct?
Yes, about 3,200 miners.
What do we know about the condition of the miners? Have they had contact with them?
Yes, the mine is in constant contact with the workers, and the miners, they have access to water, and there's adequate ventilation. And the mine is also in contact with the families of the workers.
And the prospects for getting them out of there?
The mine is currently working on getting a second lift into operation to hoist them out. But this lift is normally used to carry waste out of the mine, so they have to reconfigure this lift to carry workers. A few minutes ago, I spoke to a union official there who says they're still testing the shaft in which that lift is to see whether it's safe to use. So they weren't able to give me a time when they'll start bringing people out. But once this lift is in operation, it will be able to hoist 300 people out every half an hour.
Now, you said that there's proper ventilation, but how long will they have enough oxygen to breathe down there?
Well, the oxygen comes from the surface. It gets pumped in, so pretty much indefinitely.
There are a number of mines in South Africa.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the record of mine safety in the country?
It's pretty good. Because mines here in South Africa are relatively deep, they've developed the technology to make them pretty safe. But, I mean, accidents do happen on quite a regular basis. I know last week we had four miners killed in a gold mine, also near Johannesburg. They were killed in a rock fall because there was a seismic tremor. So they don't happen all that infrequently.
Mr. Hartlib, I heard you say that they were going to try to figure out if this shaft that they were going to use was safe enough, this lift to try to take the miners out 300 at a time. Beyond using that lift that they're trying to establish now, is there another way out of the mine?
Yes, there is an adjacent mine, and some of the workers are making their way there, and they'll be able to lift them out through shafts on that side.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thomas Hartlib is with the South African Press Association. He spoke to us from Johannesburg. And again, just to recap, more than 3,000 miners trapped in a gold mine in South Africa.